So you guys, the big aha moment for me was everything is different. I wasn't ready then. Even though I thought I was, even though I tried really, really hard to be ready, I wasn't ready. The beautiful realization that I had yesterday was that I am now. Hello, my love. Welcome back to another episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And today I want to talk about what you can start to do if you're feeling out of alignment or maybe even a little bit of burnout with whatever it is that you're doing right now. Like there's some weird energy going on and you're not really sure what to do about it. You don't want to feel like you're losing momentum by taking time for yourself. You want to keep that going, but you know that, hey, okay, whatever I'm doing right now is not working. We've got to make a change. So we're going to talk about that today. And this is top of mind for me right now because I just went through it, okay? So a couple weeks back, Steve and I went to Orlando for Funnel Hacking Live, which is a really badass entrepreneur convention. It's a marketing event. And when we were there, oh gosh, you know how it feels to just be in the room with other entrepreneurs and be seeing these people who you're so inspired by speaking on stage, sharing their stories. I mean, you get freaking fired up, right? So we're feeling inspired. And on the second day of this event, we were actually offered an opportunity to join a mastermind, okay? And so I spent a lot of money on another mastermind, like another high ticket mastermind. So it was like 25 grand. And I'm feeling just like, okay, cool, Jamie. It's a little scary, but we're going to bite the bullet. We're going to do it. We're going to do this thing. Okay. So then I went home. I'm on this like high. I'm just like, okay, what got us here won't get us there. And so now we're going there. Like we've just got to get serious. We've got to put in the work and we've got to go. Like, right? So these are the things that I was telling myself and I was getting so fired up, just so excited for what's to come. Steve's freaking hyped. He's starting his own thing. And then all of a sudden, right? We've got Steve on this like high vibe, high energy state and he's sharing all these good ideas with me and getting so fired up about his business. And I'm just feeling like drained. Like I was not sharing his enthusiasm. I was honestly like forcing myself most off to just sit down and get to work. And I'm looking at these funnels that I'm building and, you know, I'm thinking about my website and this group program that I'm launching and it normally would really excite me and fire me up and jazz me up, but I was feeling just like uninspired, drained, just honestly sad. I'm like, why does this feel so heavy? Like this should be a really exciting time. Like, what's going on? And I even told him like, because he came home and I was laying on the couch, which is not normal for me. I'm laying on the couch and I have like Netflix or a show on. And he's like, hey, what are we going to do for dinner? And I'm like, I don't feel like doing a thing at all. Like it was so bad, guys. He was even like, are you depressed? Like, are you okay? What's going on with you? And I was like, I couldn't even answer. I didn't have an answer for him, but I was just sitting there and for a couple of days, I was just in tears. Just like constantly in tears, just like this battle of like not knowing what was making me feel this way, but wanting so badly to not feel that way and to get back to myself. And I was fired up and that coach Jamie, like the version of me that I like to bring to you. I didn't want to film podcast episodes. I didn't really want to do anything, to be honest, but I kept forcing myself. It's like, okay, Jamie, you can't lose this momentum. You've got to keep showing up. You've got to put your head down and you've got to do the work. And that just made it worse. It didn't go away. It wasn't getting better. And so this is about 3 days of like sitting in this. And for me, that's a long time. Usually, you know, something happens and I can bounce myself right out of it. But this was different. And so yesterday, this would have been the fourth day. I went to go sit down on my computer and I knew like today has to be different because what I'm doing right now is not helping me get to the other side. And so what I decided was I had a call already scheduled. So it's like, you know what? We're going to take the call. It's going to be great. We're going to show up. We're going to give it our all. And then we're going to take the rest of the day. And I just thought of this really cute little lake that we have nearby or a pond or, you know, whatever. It's a pretty small lake if it's a lake. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the day. I'm going to go hang out in my hammock read a book and, bring my iPad and my journal and just kind of see what comes through. But we've got to get ourselves out of this environment of feeling like we need to keep grinding and hustling and working towards whatever it is that we're building, because it wasn't coming from a good place energetically and it did not feel in alignment. And so, I don't have a car right now. Me and Steve share one. Since we moved off of Maui, I don't know. I just never really felt called to get a car. I really love riding my bike everywhere and everything. So, anyways, this was pretty far away. It was about 20 minutes. So, I ordered an Uber. And when I was packing, when I was getting all my stuff ready, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have my hammock. Maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should just stay home. Because, look, we got a zero grav chair in the backyard. That's going to be nice. Let's just do that. And so I almost didn't go. I almost let my ego say, you know what? You don't have your hammock. It's not going to be a good time. You just shouldn't go. But I decided, I was like, no, you know what? I committed to this. I know this is what I need. I'm going to do it. Okay. So get in the Uber. I'm dropped off at this pond. Okay. It's a gorgeous day. Okay. I mean, 75 and sunny and just some clouds in the sky, just so it's overcast a little bit. So you're not too hot. Perfect, okay. And so I'm sitting down and I'm reading this book and it landed. That book that I was reading, that I was actually using more like a workbook, right? Like a here's a lesson that you should implement in your business. And then I was going and I was implementing it. And I realized that that was the same exact book that I had tried to implement into my business almost 3 years ago. And it hit me that it had actually started to bring up the feelings that I had before when I was so frustrated and so drained and just so burnt out by entrepreneurship. And look, I didn't know that for the 3 days prior. I had no idea why I was feeling like this. And I had been reading the book, right, the whole time. I'd been looking to implement online and learning all the things, but it landed. And then I started to get kind of emotional, thinking oh my gosh. Well, what if by me implementing these strategies that weren't working before into my business that is now working, what if it all fails? What if I can't do it? Then the thoughts started coming in, right? And I remembered back in that time, I started to remember how different I was. And not just how different I was, but how different my ideas and my vision was for my business. Look, at this time, I was selling baby blankets and dog bowls and hubcaps, of course, but that was side. But using these strategies, I was selling a dog bowl. Quite different than what I'm doing now. So I have to preface this and say, I still really honor what I was doing before. And I think it taught me a lot of really valuable entrepreneurship lessons, but I didn't love it. In fact, I'm not even sure if I liked it. I mean, I enjoyed designing things, but it was not my passion. And so I started to connect the idea of what if that would have worked back then? Where would I be right now? Would I still be selling dog bowls? And I actually started to get grateful that it didn't work. It's like, oh, wow, that's actually an amazing thing to have failed at. Because if I would have succeeded in that, I wouldn't be where I am today. I would be on that completely different path, doing something that, quite frankly, didn't light me up then. Therefore, it sure as hell wouldn't light me up now. So I started to connect to what had changed, what shifted with myself. And what shifted in my business since the last time I was reading that book looking to implement the strategies? And then I have my pen and paper out. And I'm writing like a freaking fiend, right? I'm just going. And it's like everything changed. First off, back then, I really hardly invested in myself at all. Like I was going through this book and I had no idea what I was doing. Right? I was trying to figure it out as guessing, but most of all, I was just DIYing it. I was going trial and error method. I really wasn't listening to what he said in the book at all. It's like, okay, so that's different because this time I'm listening to every single word and I'm implementing as I go in a business that I love. But guess what? That mastermind that I bought, that mastermind was so I was supported in taking the next steps with these tools that I'm provided. I didn't have that before. Also, wasn't the kind of person who knew the value in community and the value in the story that I have that has led me to where I am today. Right? So then I started to see Jamie is a completely different Jamie than she was back then. Jamie is awake now. She sees what she never saw before. And then I started to write down the differences in my business. I said, back then, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know who I was serving hardly. It's like anybody with a dog, I have a dog bowl for you, right? Or anybody with a baby, I have a gift for you, right? It life-changing, let me just put it that way, okay? And no offense if you're selling like a dog bowl or something, right? I think that there's a lot of value in that kind of thing. It just was not for me, right? And so I started thinking my business. I was like, well, you know, in the past year, my business has made 100 times the revenue that it did back then. That's one thing. I also know exactly what my clients need. I know exactly what they want, and I know exactly how I can serve them, which that was never a thing before. So it's interesting because when I was filling out this book, the last time I was doing it, I was more trying to learn what he was teaching. But this time I was implementing what he was teaching. And I have an entire Google Doc full of all of these things, right? And it's happening so easily. It's like a no-brainer for me. Things are just flowing from me. And I was able to connect yesterday that it's because I've spent the past couple of years in the trenches with my clients learning exactly what they need. So you guys, the big aha moment for me was everything is different. I wasn't ready then, even though I thought I was, even though I tried really, really hard to be ready, I wasn't ready. But the beautiful realization that I had yesterday was that I am now. So even if those strategies didn't work before, first off, I have a strategy that works now. And adding this on top of that is exactly what I needed back then. But now I know that myself and my clients need it now. And so I was able to connect the two together in a beautiful way of the past being my story and being what got me here, but the future is what's available to me because of all of this work that I've done and all the clarity that I've received from working with my clients. Look, I've got clients that I work with. I've got testimonials and case studies. I didn't have any of that before. And so I want you to look at yourself, look at your own situation, and where might you be feeling drained, out of alignment, maybe a little bit of burnout? And if you can't connect it to what you're doing, maybe it's because you feel like you're just improving something in your life rather than trying something completely different. Because as soon as I realized this yesterday, it was like, I'm not just improving something that I did 3 years ago. It's not the same at all. I'm completely redoing this thing and making this Jamie's Secret sauce. But most importantly, the true lesson here is that when you're feeling this way, you've got this heavy weight on your shoulders, maybe you're starting to experience like a little bit of burnout. Okay, that's kind of what I thought it was. And I was like, I'm either experiencing depression or it's burnout. And this was this week. Okay? And I had no idea where it was coming from. But I guarantee you, if I would have sat down yesterday at the computer and just tried to power through it, I would not have understood it. But I also want to emphasize, I didn't go to the pond and be like, hey, you've got to figure out this thing and get through this. It was, no, I'm going to go there and just sit with whatever this is and just do what I'm feeling called to do. I'm going to follow the pull. And we're just going to see where it takes us. And where it took me was clarity. Clarity, and then almost like drawing the line in the sand of like, whoa, that was the past experience. This is where we are now. So take that time. Don't feel like you're losing momentum. Don't feel like you're taking a few steps back because you are not. You need this. in order to move forward. This is a part of your journey. This is a part of your story. Allow yourself the opportunity and the grace to experience a breakthrough because you've allowed yourself the stillness for clarity to come through. So no matter what you're feeling right now, no matter what you could be going through, put yourself into an environment that makes you feel good and creative. Like for me, that's 100% nature every day. But especially on the days where I'm feeling like that, I'm telling you, okay, so I got there about 1 o'clock. Okay. I was there till about 4:30 PM when I called Steve and I was like, Steve, wow. I just figured it out. I figured it out. I'm better now. Can you guys please come and join me? And so him and Kylo actually drove out. We went on a hike and we hung out by the pond. It was really nice. And I just explained like this breakthrough that he had. And he's like, holy shit. He's like, you're welcome for reminding you to get out of the house and go do something like this. And so I just want this to be your reminder. This is your reminder to get out of the house and go put yourself in a new environment. Don't bring your computer. Shut off your phone. Bring your journal and maybe a book. Go sit in that hammock. And if you forget one or don't have one, that's fine. There's plenty of park benches, or go bring a blanket. Just get outside and just know that what you're in right now is happening to you for a reason. It's happening for you. You might not see it yet, but I promise you what I went through over the past couple of days is a story meant to be shared. Look, I could have stayed in that experience for another freaking week. I don't know. It didn't feel like it was going away. I'm telling you, I felt like I had this like dark, gloomy cloud over me and I had no idea why. But now I do, because I gave myself the space. So allow yourself to do the same. I promise you deserve it. So if you go on this little daycation, let's call it, please take a picture. Take a picture of your experience. Take a picture of, you know, the trees changing colors.
I can only show your sync photos.
No, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Siri just thought I was asking Siri to show me photos, but I was not. Okay. Take a photo, okay? And share it with me on Instagram or LinkedIn. My Instagram, you can find me, Coach with Jamie. Or on LinkedIn, it's Jamie Coleman. And I just really want to hear more about this experience and what shifts for you in the process. So thank you so much for sharing this experience with me. And take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay. And do something today that's going to help you feel in greater alignment tomorrow. Thank you.